Today we are privileged to have the Mount Olive Children's Choir with us to sing for our service. And you see the order printed for you in the bulletin. Please note that we do not stand for the first hymn, and the children will join us on the refrain for that. The reading for today is taken from the Gospel of St. John, the 21st chapter, beginning with verse 14. This is now the third time Jesus showed himself to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him again a second time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would keep our faith through them. Amen. When I was a little child, it was hard for me to watch a grown-up person cry. Have you ever felt that way, that maybe seeing a big person cry was hard? I hardly ever saw my dad cry, but that was hard if I saw him get teary-eyed. Peter, the man in our text, was a big, tough fisherman. He would fish out on the Sea of Galilee. And yet we're told that in the Bible that when he realized that he had denied Jesus and that he had pretended like he didn't know Jesus, when Jesus had predicted this was going to happen, that we're told he went outside and wept bitterly. Not just cried, but wept bitterly. That means almost uncontrollably. Think how hard that would be to see someone crying like that, a big, tough fisherman like Peter. And the reason that had happened, of course, Jesus had predicted he would deny him. And we're told that the night that Jesus was being put on trial, that he walked through the courtyard with the soldiers and he looked out right at Peter. The Bible says Jesus turned and looked straight at Peter. Maybe you kids have had a time when you're in a group and maybe playing with friends or whatever, and you can all of a sudden tell your mom or dad is looking right at you, right? I used to be able to just feel my mom's eyes or feel my dad's eyes looking right at me. Maybe even right now some of your parents are watching you, making sure you're paying attention. And we remember that. We remember that, don't we? How our parents could just look right at us. And they were paying attention to us. In just a few moments, you're going to sing a song for us that God is mindful of his own. And that's what that means, that God pays attention to us. Well, that day, Jesus was paying attention to Peter. Here was somebody who was supposed to love him and was acting like he didn't love him. And sometimes that happens to us too. Just think what it would be like if Christ himself were to come to us and look right at us, right after we had disappointed him, right after we had done something wrong or said something wrong. That would be a terrifying look to have God look at us that way, wouldn't it? Because of the sins that we've done wrong. And sometimes when we realize that we've sinned against God, sometimes it can produce tears in our eyes. There were times I remember hurting my mom, her feelings so badly that I realized what I had done wrong and it actually made me cry. As a pastor, there have been times when I have been distributing communion, the Lord's Supper, and I'll see people come up to the altar rail and they'll be crying, their eyes will be full of tears because they're thinking about the sins that they have done. In our text, though, Jesus treats Peter so wonderfully. You get the impression that Jesus comes up and he pulls Peter aside and he wants to look at him a different way now. Jesus had just died on the cross and, of course, rose again from the dead on Easter to show that he had defeated the devil and sin and death for us. And now Jesus comes before Peter, the very one that had sinned against him, and he separates him out from the crowd and he looks at him again. And he's mindful of what Peter needs to hear. He's paying attention to what's going on in Peter's heart and mind, just like he does for all of those who are his faithful. And he knew Peter felt bad for his sins. And so he asks him three times those questions, "Peter, do you love me?" and so on. And Jesus is trying to demonstrate to Peter now how he has forgiven him. And he's there to show him that he is peaceful with him again and everything is fine. How wonderful it is. Wouldn't it be nice if Jesus came right up to us in our lives and pulled us aside out of the crowd and looked right at us in the eyes and said to us, "Do you love me?" Wanting us to know that he's forgiven us and that he's our Savior and he's going to take us to heaven. Well, Jesus has ascended to heaven and he's not here to do that in the way we would think, but he said that whenever pastors or teachers or people that speak God's word to us come and tell us of what Jesus has done, that's the same way that God now pays attention to each one of us individually to bring us that wonderful knowledge of the forgiveness of our sins and that we someday get to go to heaven. And Jesus turned and took this very Peter and now used him to go and feed the lambs and to feed the sheep of his flock. What a wonderful, loving Savior we have who is mindful of us. Amen. Rise for our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Go in peace. Amen.